Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Secretary Hepler. I'm Sean Blanchett. I'm here to present the item for Lewis and Clark Resort. Prior to the beginning of the meeting, you were provided a copy of a purchase agreement that we received Tuesday afternoon from the owner of Lewis and Clark Resort in Yankton, at Lewis and Clark Recreation Area. They have identified a buyer and have structured terms of a purchase agreement, which will be the basis of our request today, which will be to issue a prospectus for that lease opportunity at Lewis and Clark Resort. Just some basic background. A couple months ago, I provided you with a presentation where we went over each concession operation in the state, and we detailed all the services provided there. But just as a reminder, Lewis and Clark Resort is mainly a lodging operation. They have 17 standalone rental cabins there. There are 24 motel unit rooms. There's a large group lodge, as well as some supporting structures such as swimming pool and picnic shelters and those sorts of facilities. The current lease that we have right now was entered in 1988, and this was the conception of the resort. It was started by Regency Inns Management. In 2001, the resort was purchased from Regency by Jeff and Judy Wall. The commission approved a transfer and assignment of that lease at that time. Since then, there have been a couple of extensions that have been granted by the commission. In 2004, there was a three-phase development plan that they completed, and in exchange for that, that took the lease through the end of 2017. And then subsequently, the following extension was for the construction of the group lodge. That was back in 2011. That was completed, which added an additional 5 years. So right now we have a total term on the current lease of 35 years. The expiration date is set at December 31st, 2022. So we are still 3.5 years away from that expiration date. So this would be a early departure prior to expiration. This was one of those leases, and we had two of them in the system, if you'll remember, that are still subject to the 1990 version of our administrative rule, which has some differences from the current rule in terms of procedures for sale, especially if they intend to sell it prior to expiration, which is what this situation is. And so that allows, that early set of rules allows a concessionaire to establish their sale price at any time, provided they are not at expiration, which is what they've done. And you can see in that purchase agreement, the sale price that they've established that has been agreed to is $3,550,000 for the resort. That purchase agreement in front of you will be the basis of the required purchase in an upcoming prospectus. You'll see that all the names have been, well, the names of the purchaser that is out there have been redacted. There's no reason to identify that party. But basically, that will be advertised, and anybody else who might be interested in this opportunity or interested in responding to that prospectus would have to agree to the same terms that have been structured and are sitting in front of you today. And with that, we would advertise a new concession lease. And the terms that we would propose would be the same terms that we advertised back in 2015 when the Walls attempted to sell the resort, and we did issue a prospectus that didn't yield any buyers. But we would offer a 10-year term. The required minimum services would be the same level and operating season, the same level of services being the lodging that currently exists, the same operating season that they have there today, which is required as mid-May through Labor Day. They generally keep it open further into the fall, and they open up prior to mid-May, but that's kind of the standard required operating season in most of our concession contracts. So it would be the required services would be all the existing lodging, as well as the supporting services and facilities like we talked about earlier, the swimming pool and the picnic shelter, and basically everything that exists there today would be required to exist into the future. We're maintaining that same level of service. The proposed lease would include a similar fee structure, which exists today, which is a 5% franchise fee on all gross receipts, as well as a 3% promotion fee, which is established in state statute, and we assess that at 3% at Lewis and Clark Resort and Marina, and we would keep that term the same. One additional reserve amount that we would add or provide in this lease going forward would be a repair and maintenance reserve. We would offer that at 2%, and you're all probably pretty familiar with what those are and why we do them. It just guarantees a funding source for all the needed repair and maintenance of the critical concessionaire facilities there to ensure that we have a way to ensure that the maintenance is ongoing as needed and required. And then the next big difference in the new lease is that it would be subject then to the most recent version of the administrative rule. We would subject it to the 2005 version, which means that the differences, one would be, as I mentioned earlier, the valuation process for sale at any time during the term of the lease of the next concessionaire. It would have to be appraised. There is no opportunity for them to establish their sale price going forward. In accordance with rule, it would be appraised at any time. The disposition of the personal property is also different. In this situation, the rules allow them or provide that the personal property, meaning all the furniture, the fixtures, the equipment that are there, are required in addition to the possessory interest assets, which was the buildings and structures. That personal property is currently required to be purchased by the successor concessionaire. In the future, that is not part of the appraisal. It is not part of the required purchase. It would be offered for sale to the successor, but the terms of purchase of those items would be subject to mutual agreement between the buyer and seller, meaning that it's optional, but they can work out the terms if that successor chooses to keep that personal property. And then the other remaining difference of significance would be the preferential right of renewal would be repealed. Currently, in those leases that are still out there, the current concessionaire, if they go to expiration, does have a preferential right of renewal in the new lease, and that is no longer available to the lessees that are under the 2005 rule. So with that, we've discussed the required purchase. It's all detailed in that purchase agreement. All the physical assets as well as some intangibles are listed in there. And then the lease standards that we would advertise, that brings us to what we are really requesting here today is to authorize a issuance of a prospectus to advertise a 10-year lease in accordance with the required sale, which would be subject or in accordance with the purchase agreement that is before you today. We would intend to advertise for the remainder of the month of November to hopefully make sure that we have enough time for that proposal to make it and also allow anybody else who might be interested time to at least respond to that prospectus. And then with the idea of being back to you at the December meeting, hopefully with a final selection and a recommendation for a new concessionaire lease at Lewis and Clark Resort. So with that, I would open it up to any questions that you may have.
Anyone have questions? Anyone want to make a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? If not, all in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? There you have it. It's passed.
Okay. Thank you.
Now.